Good morning and welcome to Byers & Company. This hour, we're going to spend time in the education spotlight. Kevin Verhaeghe sitting in for Brian Byers. We'll also talk to Mark Tupper with Tupper on Sports. Congressman Rodney Davis will call in and so much more. We'll be back with Brian Byers Show right after this.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. I'm Kevin Verhaeghe, and I'm on good behavior this half hour because I have a principal and the head of the social studies department at Eisenhower, Sam Mills and Dr. Zahm. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yep, thank you.
So as principal of Eisenhower, that's kind of outside of maybe being superintendent, that's kind of the top of the food chain in education in Decatur. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
That's what, 5 years?
Yes, this is my fifth year.
And how long have you been in education?
This is my 18th year in education.
18th. That's funny because we were just talking to Jerry Dawson, and he talked about his path to being sheriff. You're almost kind of like a sheriff of Eisenhower. You're at the top of the food chain there. And in running a high school as big as Eisenhower or MacArthur is almost like running a little town. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts in a high school, isn't there?
Correct. I mean, with the students and the employees, it is almost like a little family.
And then you got athletics, and you've got food service, and you have to worry about transportation. You have to worry about
maintenance. And
maintenance, man. Yes. Although you've got to be loving the new building, right?
100%.
I was over there for the food drive check presentation to you. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
That was terrific.
Yes. We've been working really hard to move up, and you know, we've placed in the years past, and finally we got first place this last time. And we're actually using this check for a couple things. One of the things is I brought Miss Kay back from Springfield. So she's working with our life skills kids and doing some yoga every week. And then our SED program is also getting yoga every week. It's yoga and yoga and mindfulness. And then also with the money, either in the summer or the end of last school year, it kind of all blends together. I applied for kind of like a mini grant to get some of our kids to an opportunity to go to see Hamilton at the Fox Theater. We got word at the beginning of the school year that our school was selected. So we continued the paperwork process, that everything that they asked for.
When you say your kids, how many students are we talking about?
We're taking 40 students.
Wow. To Hamilton?
Yes.
That's a hot ticket.
It is.
Now, from a social science point of view, Fox Theater is, talk about historical geography. I mean, that theater has got to be one of the most beautiful theaters in the world, much less the country.
Yeah, when I talked to my students about it, that was one of the first things I talked about, was not only the musical is going to be interesting, but even going and seeing the Fox is an event in and of itself.
This musical, I did see it down at the Fox when I was here the first time, and my wife has seen it 3 times now. The whole Hamilton play is wrapped, and just the amazement of how performers could do that to that degree for that long is amazing in itself. But the historical value of understanding what Alexander Hamilton and all the early forefathers of this country did and how it all came to light, Adams and Washington, it's all in that play, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I've used songs from that play for our students as well, because it's a time period that a lot of teenagers don't really get into. And yet the music for that musical has some very accurate information in it and allows those students to kind of bridge that gap to something that maybe they don't find interesting at first, but then you kind of show them that and it hooks them. So they're definitely hooked.
The lead for that play, talk about a hard role. I mean, Nick, have you seen or heard about Hamilton?
I've heard a lot about it. I've not seen it in person.
It's incredible what all the actors, but the lead has so much dialogue, and it's all rapped, it's all sung, and it's done at a pace that it's almost hard to keep up with, to hear it, much less say it. Are you familiar with Hamilton?
Yeah, I have not seen it, but I am familiar with the soundtrack. And a lot of our students have had the opportunity to learn the music and perform it through our music department. They've done a couple songs in previous years. So when I saw it, I knew, you know, some of those students are now juniors, and I could, that they would definitely, this would be an opportunity, and it would catch their eye, and they would want to do it. And then there's also a curriculum piece that goes along with it, and I'll kind of let Mr. Mills talk about that. But yeah, our kids are excited.
Well, I'm not a huge hip hop fan. Some I like, but most I don't. But this will win you over. Hamilton gives you a great respect for the ability to do rap and at a very cerebral level, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so different because of that. I think they weave things in that you wouldn't even think. Primary sources from the time period. They're putting Washington's words, his words, into a rap song. And how do you, I mean, how you do that is a level of genius that not many people reach.
That's why the arts are important. School without art programs is not, in my opinion, a full school. And I know sometimes the art programs are the first to get cut. And I'm really glad, Dr. Zobnit, that you see the importance of taking 40 students to what is a masterpiece of art.
Mm-hmm. And it might be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I mean, I've only myself been to the Fox Theater one time to see Les Mis, and it was, like you said, an amazing experience just to be in the theater itself.
Doesn't your jaw drop? I mean, the whole time you're waiting for the play to start, your head, your neck will be get a kink in it, because you'll be staring straight up, and all everything above you is ornate and artistry.
Yeah, and the special thing about this and how the kids are going is they do have to do a 5-day curriculum. But that curriculum, and looking over it, it weaves history and the arts in a really interesting way. They have to create a unique performance piece that is 2 minutes long at a minimum. That can be a song, a poem, a skit, a play, a scene, however they want to do it. But it has to weave in their own historical research with some sort of artistic expression. And I think the kids are really both worried and excited about that at the same time.
But it ties right into the 10 themes of social studies, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and I think the neat thing about it too is we're going to work with the English teachers. If we need the band or the choir teachers, they've both gave me a thumbs up that they will be more than willing to help kids. So this isn't going to be just the history department. This is going to be the history department, the English department, the music department. I mean, I think that is, we don't get that opportunity very often.
So if you take 40 students, how many teachers go with that?
Four.
Four? So will you have a big coach? Or how do you do that? School buses?
School bus.
And we'll hold 40, or you take two?
One.
One big school bus. All right, how does that work logistically? I used to love field trips when I was a kid, but that's a long field trip to St. Louis and back. Is it a matinee?
The kids come, you know, they do it in the morning, and after the play, there's an opportunity. Some of the projects are, and students are chosen to actually perform on the stage and explain their...
In St. Louis?
Mm-hmm. And explain their project and, you know, perform it if that's the project that they did.
No, wait a minute, we got to back up. So this isn't like you're going down for an evening at the...
Oh, no.
So you're invited, or somehow, how did you... This is tailored for students, it sounds like.
Yeah, so this was in association with Gilder Lehrman, which is a nationwide U.S. history foundation. They do a lot of things for teachers. Dr. Zahn went out and applied for this grant through Gilder Lehrman.
Will there be other schools there?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to do not only the musical, but afterwards the cast comes back up on stage for a question and answer with the students.
How cool is this?
Yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity that almost no one else is going to get. So, and then we have to record every student's unique piece and send it in to Gilder Lehrman. They then select students to perform on the stage at the Fox Theater, which I have some kids that love the arts, and they are like, I mean, I had kids in tears when I told them what we were doing, because I don't think they ever thought they would have A, the opportunity to see Hamilton, and B, who would ever think you could perform on the Fox Theater stage? It's just an opportunity they never thought they'd get.
No, most people never thought they would get.
Right.
So this is congratulations to you for doing this.
Thank you.
I mean, that's the difference between an ordinary principal and a principal who really cares. So you win $2,500 at the food drive, and you stretch that about as far as anybody I've ever seen.
Yes. I'm creative with money.
I used to get a little agitated in a teasing way with some of the principals at the parochial schools because they took that $2,500 and they didn't do anything but invest right back into total education. I said, no, do something fun with it. Reward the kids with it. No, this was a service project. And it's going right back. Well, you've figured out a way to do both fun and education with this.
Yeah, and it wasn't planned in the beginning because I had to apply for this along before I knew we were going to win the food drive, but it was, and I was going to figure out some creative way to come up with the money for the kids. But then this helped.
For you to have even won the food drive is a huge accomplishment. I mean, District 61, the public school system in Decatur, never really engaged. Many of your students received the benefits of the food drive. That's what I've been told. And so you don't have the luxury of the parents that can afford to bring lots of food to the schools. And so District 61, over the years, have gradually gotten more. They participated more, but nothing like what you did this year. To win the food drive, you had to come in with a boatload, truckloads of food. How did you do that?
Yeah, I actually read one of the articles that came out, I think by Now Decatur, that kind of talked about looking at money and monetary and donations instead of the food, mm-hmm. which, you know, can expire, et cetera. And then the fact that they can get more food, like, with the money. So we kind of, that was our focus this year. And we got the students and the teachers involved. There were department competitions. And then we really put it out like on social media, you know, you can bring in donations. We start early because we get a lot of alumni groups that come in the summer. So then I always talk about that. If you guys want to donate on, you know, behalf of your alumni group, you know, we'll take donations. And then just, you know, the community support that we got this year. And I think a lot of it was because of the kids and the publicity and, you know, cause you can make donations on behalf of the school. And we just really pushed the donation money part. This year.
That was the whole idea from the very beginning is let's get the kids involved. And that was a secret to its success. It's amazing what, if kids are motivated the right way, steered in the right direction, which teachers and principals need to do, they are remarkable at what they can accomplish, aren't they?
Absolutely. And we have some of the greatest kids in this area in Decatur Public Schools. So, and they were willing to help and always putting in the extra work to get there.
Hey, Kevin, let me tell you that the momentum that Eisenhower, MacArthur, DPS 61 has is completely tangible. We had in the last education spotlight a focus on the arts being integrated in the schools. And I teach art at St. Teresa. And your crew in there are talking about these different parts of education being woven together from social studies to the arts, to service learning, to all of these different things that all are experiences that kind of weave together. And rather than just sitting behind a desk, listening to a half hour, 40 minutes of science, getting up out of the hallway, going and listening to 40 minutes of math, rinse and repeat, now you can take your math and maybe do a little science with it. Now you can take your art and do, you know, do a little social studies. And maybe in those interdisciplinary crossovers, you find something you're passionate about. And getting to go do these things like be a participant in the food drive or go to Hamilton, you might get a love for the civic leadership. You know, you might get a love for, you know, the Ag Academy or, you know, the arts. And so our schools with these beautiful new backdrops, you know, the school is beautiful. I was there the day you were. It's unbelievable how great it is. And our kids are now getting opportunities. And from an administration level down to the teaching, they're thinking about how to teach kids in a way that they care. And this gives them the best chance for success. So for Eisenhower, I just want to say thanks for what you're doing because it's inspiring to a lot of these young kids.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we're talking to Dr. Amy Zahm. She's the principal of Eisenhower, and Sam Mills, who's in charge of the, what did you call yourself, the Director of Social Studies?
Department Chair.
Department Chair.
Yep.
All right, we'll be back a little bit more with them right after we hear about the weather and take this break.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today, we've got a chance of rain and snow, and we've got some fog. It'll be dense. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 38. And for tonight, a little bit of the same, rain and snow, maybe some more fog, low of around 31. For Saturday, very similar, chance of rain and snow. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. Chance of precipitation's at about 30%. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 35 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:22.
It's the 2020 Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza, presented by Saley Credit Union on Saturday, January 25th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. The Wedding Extravaganza offers selections for catering, DJ services, venue rental, hair, and more. Register to win great deals offered by vendors all at the 2020 Newhoff Media Wedding Extravaganza Saturday, January 25th at the Mount Zion Convention Center off of Highway 121. Some vendors included are Decatur Club, David Lee's Party Time DJ Service, Skep Distributing, and more.
This is Larry Daly, principal at St. Teresa High School. Every year, we continue to offer students the best possible experience in a college prep, faith-based education, including dual credit, AP, and honors courses, not to mention our championship athletics and outstanding extracurricular activities. I invite you to call me today to schedule a campus tour and learn why you should choose St. Teresa. Call 875-2431 or check us out online at www.stteresa.org. Go Bulldogs!
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production. We've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
They'd say you had a lot of selfish lovers, get what they want, hit and run away.
I don't think this is Hamilton, is it?
No. It's not Lin-Manuel, whatever, I forget what his other, Bart Rodriguez? No?
Miranda.
Miranda.
Yep.
He also wrote Moana, the music for Moana, one of my favorite Disney movies.
Yep.
Very, very cool. We're talking to Sam Mills. Now you were a social studies teacher for a very long time before you took over the department, right?
Yeah, I've been in Decatur Public Schools since 2005, teaching social studies at Eisenhower.
A lifelong Decaturite?
Yep. I've lived in Decatur. Now I'm actually in Forsyth right now with my wife, and our four kids, and I can't get her to move because we live right by her mother. So, and she loves that. But I grew up in Decatur on the West End. So.
Yeah, well, I lived in Decatur for a long time. I moved to Forsyth, too, and run around that park. They got the greatest park out there.
Yeah, they got a good one.
And Dr. Zahm, you remind me a little bit of Jerry Dawson. You're so humble, and you're so quiet. But I got a feeling, to be as successful as you are, there's something underneath you that really is pretty impressive that gives you a very quiet but strong leadership role at Eisenhower.
Yeah, I mean, I work hard in everything I do. I do it, you know, for the students, for the kids. You kind of mentioned earlier about, you know, the arts are so important. I grew up going through the arts, being in musicals, being in band, being in choir. And when I did get to Eisenhower, you know, I was a brand new principal just going into administration. I was an assistant principal there, and we didn't have a musical. I mean, I thought it was some state, you know, rule from the State Board of Education that every school had to have a musical. I had no idea that high schools as big as what I walked into actually would not be performing a musical. So we started small. We did Charlie Brown, which is, you know, a play with a few songs. And then we've gradually grown that department. Last year we put on two musicals. This year we're doing The Little Mermaid. So it has grown.
No, you got a great theater.
Yes, we have a great theater. You know, I have Mr. Bohannon, who's, you know, really, he's in our English department, but he has a strong theatrical and musical background. My choir teacher, my band teacher, Ms. Morrow, they all kind of pull together. So we have a really strong fine arts program right now. So this cross-curricular project is really exciting for us.
Something that really helped me as a business owner and president of my company was to get to be principal of the day when Partners in Education used to do that. And I will tell you, I was out of school for so long, you forget how important teachers are and principals are to children. And I spent, not a full day, but I spent several hours from the very beginning till probably through lunch with the students and the principal and the faculty meetings. And what an enlightening experience that was for a business guy. We need to do that again, or somehow you need to get the community leaders into your school to see what you do. It's impressive. And I've never forgotten it. I've got a very warm spot in my heart and respect for teachers and cops. And you do hard work, and you're very humble about it. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Is it a vocation or a career?
Definitely a career and a calling. You have to have a passion for kids. You have to be able to work hard and always put kids first.
Yeah, and you see it all too, don't you, with the kids? Some with great backgrounds and experiences, and some with some pretty tough home lives.
Correct.
And I know you just do wonderful things to help these kids through it. And do you look for kids that are falling through the cracks and try to keep their lives positive?
Absolutely. We take, and I know we've got some fantastic teachers at Eisenhower that take every kid that we have, no matter where they're coming from or what their background is, and we try to make those relationships and connections to where you can have those deeper meanings to school rather than just the curriculum. You know, you're almost a teacher, a counselor, a social worker, a parent in some ways. And like I said, I think at Eisenhower and in Decatur Public Schools in general, we have teachers that do it.
Well, Sam, thank you for being here. Doctor, thank you for being here, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.